I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and this is the Surrender Break Room, a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. I'm so glad you're hanging out with me today. Again, I'm Dr. Celeste Owens. I'm an author, I'm a speaker, and I get the amazing opportunity to lead what is called the Global Surrender Movement. And it really is about all of us lining up with the will of God, going in His flow, and doing His will, His way all the time. I know it's easier said than done, absolutely, but it really is for your own good that you really trust His leading and trust the direction that He's taking you in. The Word tells us that in all our ways we are to acknowledge Him, and then He will direct our path. So today I have a topic I think you're really going to enjoy, because it's one of the actual topics or themes of our current Global Surrender Fast. So one of the things that God gave me in our fast, so if you don't know anything about it, we are in the midst of a Global Surrender Fast, which incorporates people from all over the world. I think it's just so amazing that God just entrusted this vision with me. And people each year, September to October, come together to fast and to surrender to God and just really seek Him for His will, seek Him for their best in their lives, and just really to get closer to God. So this theme of this Surrender Fast is perfect vision. In the first week of the fast, God really put on my heart to share with people that it was due season. So that's what I want to talk about today, is this idea of due season. So get it in your spirit, get it in your heart. It's due season. Now, I just personally believe that if you're tuning in and you're listening, it's because you're supposed to be, and God is sending you a message for you to really get, again, in your heart. It's due season. So what does that mean exactly? Because sometimes, you know, you hear speakers and you hear people say things and you might think it means one thing and you get all excited and then you realize, oops, I had it all wrong. So it's due season really means for something to happen at the appropriate time. I find that so many people, including me, get anxious, get concerned, get worried for no reason, because really there is an appropriate time for everything. It really is. The Bible uses phrases like, and these are a couple of my favorite phrases. One phrase is, and you see it both in the New and the Old Testament, it just goes, "and it happened." Oh, I just love that phrase, "and it happened," because it really gets you on alert, because you know once it says or once it is written, "and it happens," something good is coming on the other side of that. So I love that phrase. So that's used several times in the Bible. And then another one I really like too, used in the New Testament, says, "when the fullness of time had come." When the fullness of time had come. Wow, that's powerful. So again, it's just really about the appropriate time. When is the right time? And when is it my due season? So Galatians 6:9 says, "and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart." Wow, isn't that good? And sometimes we think that God has forgotten, but really He has not forgotten at all. And if He said something, it is absolutely going to come to pass. And I don't care how long it's taking, how long it seems to be dragging on, it's going to happen. And another way to think about this whole due season thing is that it's a harvest. You know, you have this harvest season that comes. And if you know any farmers, I don't know any farmers, but if I knew a farmer, I'm sure they would say that they don't go out and plant a seed and expect to have the product of that seed the next day. That would be crazy. If they planted a seed and said, "when I wake up in the morning, it's going to be a big old harvest." That's like Jack and the Beanstalk, some kind of fantasy, because that just does not come true. And if you plant something, even when I remember when we were younger in school, and they would have you plant something that was really super simple to grow, so it would grow and sprout in like a week, and then you get all excited. You see like these little leaves that are coming up and popping through the soil. That still wasn't overnight. So you've got to trust and believe that if you plant something, and you plant that thing, and it's a good thing, because truthfully, anything you plant is going to germinate a harvest. So you got to be careful what you're planting out there, what words you're putting out there, you know, what sort of ways in which you're treating people. That's all the ways in which we plant. We want to make sure we're doing things that are good, lovely, all of those things so that we are reaping a good harvest. So I just want you to not lose heart. That's the word says, that in due season you will reap if you do not lose heart. So let me give you an example of that before we take our break. One year, I wrote the Surrender Fast in 2010, and then I then published it in 2011, and then in 2012, y'all not gonna believe this, but I wrote a blog called 10,000 Books. At the start, January 1st of 2012, it just came in my heart, I'm gonna sell 10,000 books in 1 year. And to me, that was like outrageously crazy because first of all, most books don't sell more than 100 copies, like a really high percentage of books. Even books by publishing companies don't sell 100 copies. So for me to think I was going to get 10,000 in 1 year was like craziness, but I really felt that in my spirit. So I put it out there. I did it for a whole year. And drum roll, I'm not going to tell you the result until we get back. Did I make it? Think about it over the break. Did I make that 10,000? Did I not make that 10,000? I'll let you know the answer as soon as we get back. All right. Check you on the other side of this break.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. All right, welcome back. I'm Dr. Celeste Owen. So glad to have you here with me in the Surrender Break Room. This is a place you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. Right before the break, I was telling you the story. This story of me writing this blog, inviting people further, secondly, to read the blog. And I declared that in 1 year's time, I was going to sell 10,000 books in 1 year. First few months, I mean, it was like real slow, like maybe a couple hundred. I was like, uh-oh. I mean, I'm thankful for the couple hundred, but God, 10,000 is what I heard. So I need 10,000. And so that full year, I got there to December, and I had sold, I'm guessing, maybe about 2,000 books. It might have been more than that. And so I was like, God, you got like, let's say it was 3,000 books. You got 7,000 more books to sell in 1 month, but I know you could do it. Anyway, long story short, I did not sell those 10,000 books. What? But you know what? It's due season. You know, so when due season comes for those books, then I'm going to sell 10,000 in 1 year. Who knows? It might be this year. Maybe that's why I put that story back out here today. Maybe it's this year, you guys. Maybe it's 2020 when those 10,000 books will be sold in 1 year. The awesome thing, and this is so important for you all to remember that gratitude is everything. Gratitude, being grateful. So that's how I ended that blog that year in 2012, that I didn't sell 10,000, but I sold, and I forget what it was, but it was a number that was way higher than I probably would have sold without this outrageous goal that was ahead of me. So I was grateful for that. And even now, if you have a book in your heart, be willing to put it out there so that you can, you know, reach for it and go for it. It's okay, you know, if you don't make it, but maybe you could make it. Maybe you could put that goal out there and you actually can make it. So just be able and willing to do that. So this is what I want to talk about for the next couple of minutes, because it was challenging for me to be able to, first of all, put it out there, telling people I was going to sell these 10,000 books and then not sell the 10,000 books. I was like, oh my goodness, are you serious, God? I feel so embarrassed. But it's going to happen. And the great thing, too, is the book has been out and been in existence for 10 years now, and we've sold well over 20,000, probably at 30,000 right now. And that's pretty awesome for a book that was self-published and really just promoted in-house. Pretty awesome, wouldn't you say? So don't be discouraged. Don't give up and faint in, you know, in the timing, because due season comes. So here are three ways that you can really stay encouraged while you wait. Number one, remember God's promise. Remember his first word to you. Remember his promise. So I don't care what it looks like. If God said it, it's going to happen. And there have been times when I felt like God has said something, and then I get a no, and then I'm like, well, maybe he didn't. Maybe I heard him wrong. You know what? Don't do that until God finally, unless he says, yeah, you heard me wrong. But if he said it, you not getting the timing right does not negate that God is going to do it. He's a gracious God. He's not going to beat you up because you got the timing wrong, like me with this 10,000 books. God is not beating me up. I think God actually probably was like, that girl is bold. She got the timing wrong, but she is a bold girl. Because I just threw it out there. Hey, here we go. 10,000 books in 1 year. And, you know, in maturity, you do start to really more ask, okay, what's the timing, Lord? You know, what is that? But, you know, I was pretty zealous back then, just jumping out there. But anyway, don't forget. Remember God's word. Remember his promise. And keep going back to it. Write it down somewhere. That's where people make mistakes. They don't write it down. Then they get all cloudy in their judgment as all these voices come back at them. And you've got to remember, what is the first thing God said about my business? Or what is the first thing he said about my ministry or about my children? Whatever it is, what is the first thing he said? And I'm going to hold tight to it. Number two, might sound counterintuitive. It might sound like, what? That doesn't make sense. If I have this dream, you know, if I have this thing that I'm wishing and hoping for. But number two is move on to something else. Yep, move on to something else. Because just to sit there and ruminate on how it's going to happen and when, and it's just really going to be, first of all, you're dependent on yourself. You're not dependent on God. You're dependent on yourself. And it's going to stress you out. And you can't make anything happen. You know, as much as we would love to think that we're in control, really we're not for most part of life. You can't make it happen. You only can trust that it will happen. So, for example, let's go back to the farmer again who puts the seed in the ground. He's not outside all day and all night setting up tent, staring at the ground, you know, making sure he gets a lot of caffeine so he can stay up to watch that seed, make sure, oh, I hope I put it in right. He's not digging it back up to look at the seed. Oh, yeah, I did put it in. That's right, the seed's there. Okay, let me put the dirt back. No way. He moves on to something else. He moves on doing something else while he's allowing that harvest to do what that seed does. He's allowing that seed to do what it does so that he can reap a harvest. I hope this is making sense. So while you're waiting for the big dream to come, if there's nothing you can do, move on, serve. One of the scriptures that I love is seeking you first the kingdom, and then all these things will be added. So as I went out of 2012 and didn't get the 10,000 books sold in 1 year, do you think I just said, okay, this year, just all I'm going to do is wait for 10,000 again, wait. No, I just put out there, okay, God, your timing is perfect. And I went on to do a whole bunch of other things. Since that time, I've written three other books. I've helped other people author. I'm a book doula. I'm a coach. I have, you know, blogs and not blogs, but social media sites and things like that, groups on Facebook. What? You best believe I went on to something else. And God's timing is perfect. And when the fullness of time has come, I'm going to have 10,000 books sold in 1 year. In fact, I actually think the number is way higher than that. When this thing finally drops, you know, maybe it's going to be somebody who speaks it across their platform, or I don't know what it's going to be. But someone finally talks about the 40-day surrender fast. It reminds me, too, of purpose-driven life. I'm sorry, you guys, I'm blanking on his name. He's super duper famous. But anyway, I remember he said he wrote his book, and he wrote the book and put it out there. And then someone had talked about how she was being held hostage and how she read the book to the person who was holding her hostage, and he let her go free. And then he was later arrested, obviously, but amazing. And that went across, like, that went viral. And then his book now has sold so many copies. So Purpose-Driven Life is a phenomenal book. I've read it. Yeah, so it's just, you just don't know when the fullness of time is. So let me tell you the last one real quick, you guys. Keep your confessions in alignment with your expectations. I can't say that enough. Keep your confessions, the things you say is coming to pass, that seeds you have planted. Make sure your words align with it. Whatever you expected, make sure you are aligning your words with it. Many people are fond of using their words to cancel their miracle. So many people apparently are fond of that, because I hear them say one thing is going to happen, but then they start negating it with a whole lot of negativity. Your words are powerful. Make sure you are saying the words that go with your dream, go with that vision, even if you don't see it. Because remember, when that seed is in the ground, you can't see it, but you better believe that your words are the water that is fertilizing, that is growing that seed. So stay in tune. So be blessed, you all. So grateful to you for hanging out with me today. I hope that blessed you on today. Thank you for being a part of this experience, you guys. You know I'm here every Monday with you, hanging out in the break room, and I'll see you next time.